Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me, and more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you more.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me
and more of you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man.
Be a friend right now. Be a friend.
protection.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is, Overseer Sadie Yallet. I am so glad you have stopped by today. We have another exciting show today. And before we start, oh, gracious Father, we come today just to say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for blessing each and every person that will come to this line today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, dear Heavenly Father, because it's all about you. It's not about us. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for as good as it is, dear Heavenly Father. We know that it will be something saved today that will draw someone else closer to that bleeding side today. And we give you the praise. We give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, we're going to be talking about five familiar fallacies of the D's. We're going to be talking about the D's today. First off, we're going to talk about danger, distant, divided, difficult, and discover. All that you will find in this topic today. What would happen if I obey God? Should we be asking that? What would happen if I disobey God? My. Well, today, let me share with you some of our familiar fallacies related to the will of God. The first is the will of God is danger. That's going to be our first one today. I will surrender to the Lord, say a troubling believer, but I'm afraid of what might happen. You know, over the centuries, the adversary has convinced God's people that the will of God is distasteful instead of delightful and dangerous instead of safe. That's our first word today. It's dangerous we're talking about. You know, we approach praying about God's will, if we pray at all, in the same way we approach a visit to the doctor. We actually ask, I wonder what I will find out and where it will lead. You know, the truly surrendering saint know that the safest place in the world is in the will of God instead of asking, what will happen? If I obey God's will, we should be asking, what will happen if I disobey God's will? You know, Jonah disobeyed God's will and created problems both for himself and those on the ship with him. You know the story, how God has sent Jonah to Joppa, you know, but he did everything, hid on the ship, got out in the water, everything with the happening. The captain and everybody said, this shouldn't be. This is something that's not right about this. I'm using it, you know, breaking it down in the lower term. But when you think about danger ahead, God always show you danger. He always lets you know. And you know, here come David. He disobeyed God's will and brought judgment to his family and his nation. We're talking about the five D's today: dangerous, distant, divided, difficulty, and discover. My. How can the will of God be dangerous? I'm glad you asked. You know, when the will of God is the expression of the love of God, the counsel of the Lord stands forever. And in Psalms 33 and 11, I'm going to turn over there to you in case your Bible is not with you right then. We're going to read what thus said the Lord in Psalms 33 and 11. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says in 33 and 11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. My. You know, the thought of the heart, when you think about that generation now to all the generation, you know, the will of God comes from the heart of God. And whatever comes from God's heart certainly cannot be dangerous. Granted, in obeying God's will, we might find ourselves in hard places, going through trying circumstances in our life. But God is with us. The grace of God will surely sustain us where the will of God has led us. You know, the test of spiritual Christianity living is not how much trouble we can escape, but whether or not we are glorifying God in every situation of our life. Just think about it today. Are you glorifying God in every situation that come up in your life? Are you complaining? Are you belly aching? Are you just whining, moaning? But are you glorifying God? No matter what situation, and you figure, well, I can't go through it anymore. But just think about it. You come through the difficulty part. It's been divided. You've seen the danger. Now you can just move over a little bit and see all what God is doing for you. You can see the distance between each one of these trials and tribulation you went through. You know, secondly stated that the will of God is distant. I told you we was going to talk about distance today. In other words, don't be concerned about God's will today. It's the big future things you need to pray about, such as what school to attend, those that's getting ready to graduate from high school. They've been applying at colleges, or some may not have even applied for a college yet, but it have hit them. What school should I attend? Some people are going to retire very soon. Where you should retire? Should you stay on that job and retire, or should you go on to another job and work a couple of more years and retire? That's a distance that you're thinking about. And so on. Of course, the weakness of this attitude toward the will of God is that it separates the present from the future. And this is impossible to do. You know, if I expected to be in God's will tomorrow, I had better be in God's will today. He gave me today. Tomorrow is not promised. So he's telling me to accomplish as much as I can and discover all the things he has given me today. And that's what we want to do. You know, a life spent in God's will is made up of days and hours lived in God's will. You know, perhaps I need to illustrate this truth. When a rocket is launched from Cape Kennedy, it had to be on target. If the rocket is but 1 degree, of course, 1,000 feet off the launching pad, that 1 degree may become 10 degrees as it moves into space. Now, just think about it. I know you all have sit down and watched when they're sending the different missile ships up into the elements, and you'll be looking at it from your TV. Some people are privileged to be right there when they're going on. But just think about 1 degree off course, 1,000 feet off the launching pad. That 1 degree may become 10 degrees as it moves into space. You know, scientists have developed control rockets that keep spacecraft on course. That's the same way about our life. Today we are talking about the 5 D's. Dangerous, distant, divided, difficult, undiscovered. You know already that you've been through some dangerous situation, but nobody but God brought you through. You've been divided in your relationship with God, but now you can come back to God. You've seen some difficulty days, But have you discovered today what God has in store for you? You know, just keep getting up saying good morning. Just keep saying thank you, Jesus, because it surely will come. We're going to experience all these D's that I'm talking about today. Dangerous, distant, divided, difficult, and discovered. You know, it's also important to seek God's will about decisions today. You may have to make some decisions today concerning some things in your life. Pray about it. Don't make a hasty decision. Let God lead you. Whatever decision you need to make today, pray about it. Fast on it. Ask God, what should I do? Hallelujah. You know, a Christian dare not postpone the will of God. Oh, we're talking about a lot of these today. Dare. You know, it is something we all must live with each day. If our hearts are right with the Father, we have no problem living with and in the will of God. I think I'm going to say that again. I'm going to repeat that again. If our hearts are right with the Father, we have no problem living with and in the will of God. You know, when your heart is right and it's lining up with the Father, no matter what he gives you, what task that before you, you have that relationship with Jesus Christ, your Father. No matter what come up, you're going to be able to keep that heart clean. You're going to be able to have joy. You're going to be rejoicing. You're going to be praising him and worshiping him. Today, we're talking about the five D's. Dangerous, distant, divided, difficult, discovered. Today, I know a lot of you all, thank you so much, each and every person that have come on the line today to hear this broadcast. I do thank you for coming on today. God's blessings upon you and your loved ones today. You know, as I thought about this on the D's and looking it up in the dictionary, what each one of them was standing for, and thinking about distance, thinking about how far we have come from to how far yet we have to get to in God's eyesight. You know, we feel we have come, or I just use walking for example. We have walked our 10 blocks or our 35 blocks. We have walked the distance. But when you think about it, you're still a long way from home. So that means you have to cover some more distance. And that's the same way in the spirit. You've come through one hurdle after other hurdle after another hurdle. Danger, you come through difficulty, you come through being divided, you come through being even discovered. You know, we have no problem in living with and in the will of God. To ignore God's will today and yet plan to do God's will tomorrow is the height of folly. It reminds me of a pilot who announced to his passenger in the plane, "We have lost, but we are making very good time." Now, I thought about that. If you are lost, you're making good time, but where are you going? If you lost, where is your destination? How much distance have you passed and have occurred that you realize that you were lost? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to thank everyone that's tuning in today to the broadcast. Today we are talking about the five D's: dangerous, distant, divided, difficult, and discovery. You know, when we think about those words and break them down in our life, we, as a group of people, have been divided for years. It's time for us to come together in the body of Christ. We've all been through some difficult situations in our life, but it's time to turn it over to Jesus. He the one can fix any difficult situation that you may be going through at this very present moment. And you know, it takes time, and as you go about your daily journey today, you're going to discover new things, new opportunity. Some of you all that left the work today may went a different route, and you discovered something on that route that you didn't even know was there. You discovered as you read the scriptures something in the Word of God that you have heard mama and grandmother and grandpa say, but you finally read it for yourself. You're able to put it in to your mind, body, and soul where you can regurgitate it back up at a later date. See, you discovered something today. You discovered even by just joining Blog Talk Radio, Joy and Peace today. You discovered that I was talking about the 5 D's. What does she mean? What 5 D's? Dangerous? We all have come through dangerous situations in our life. Just some of you all on your way to work might have been in the midst of danger, seen and unseen. Sometimes you may see a car in front of you fisting to hit something. That's danger. You may have been on your job. Something happened. Somebody had to be rushed to the hospital. Danger. Depend on what situation it was. You saw the difficulties there. My. You know, the idea that God will is divided. Here we come up that word divided again. It's another that has led believers into disobedience. Divided. Now, could you have thought divided could lead believers into disobedience and then lead them to disappointment? My. We're talking about the D's this morning. The D's. When I just put a few up there, but as I'm going over my little notes, I have more D's than I realize. I have disobedience. I have disappointment. So many of the body of Christ has been disobedient to God. And so many of us, even as Christians, has been disappointed. That's all a part of life. You know, many Christians have the strange notion that the will of God is something like a mail order catalog. You know how the children pick up the catalog when one had come to the mailbox and mother lay it on the counter or the table and let them start thumbing through it. And they start thinking, my, I would like to have this, this, and this. But is that the will of God? Or I would like to go on this vacation. I would like to go on a cruise. Or I would like to fly over to Italy. You know, just think about a mail order catalog. You can select good or better or best. The only difference is in the price that you pay. If you want the best, you have to pay for it. You know that if you go into a store and you see a cut meat that is marked down or cheaper, which one do you get? You get the most expensive one or you get the one that's cheaper that you have the money to buy. And we're just breaking it down like that in a simple term and an example. The only difference is when you want the best, you have to pay for it. And that is so true. You know, perhaps this has arisen from a misunderstanding of Romans 12 and 2. And I'm going to turn over to Romans 12 and 2 right quick and read what thus saith the Lord. Not overseer, but what God is saying in his divine precious word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Romans 12 And verse number 2, the word of God says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. My. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to be renewed daily. Just think about today. You got a new mind in Christ. Yesterday has passed away. Everything that happened yesterday is gone. That's in the distance. You don't have to worry about that any longer. He's given you a brand new day, new mercy, new grace, new words, new outlook, new places to discover. My. When you just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing for each and every person that have touched this line today. You know, Paul stated that ye may prove what is the good and accepting perfect will of God, a purpose will for my life, but I'm settled for his good will. But God does not have three wills for my life. He has one will, and that will is good and acceptable and perfect. I think I will say that one again. God does not have three wills for my life. He has one. How many wills have y'all decided you have instead of just going with the one will of God? Because he is God, he can only will that which is best for each and every one of us. For him to will anything else would be impossible. For he is the unchanging God. See, we change like the weather, as they say. We change like the rain and the storms, the hurricane. We just change when the wind blows, we change. But God, the word said God is unchanging. And that's where he wants us to be. You know, the word translate prove in Romans 12 and 2, what I just read, mean to prove by experience. You know, as we obey the will of God, we discover that it is good for us. The more we obey, the better God's will become to us until it is not simple, acceptable, which means well-pleasing, but perfect. We would not accept a substitute. Now, how many of you all go around, even when you go to the store? If you can get the real thing, you know, you beckon all you can to get the real thing, whether it's a cut of meat, it's a vegetable, one might have a spot on it. You're going to say, no, that's imperfect. I don't want that one. I want this one because this is the real thing. It don't have any flaws on it. When you read the word of God, you're reading the real thing. You're reading the word that God has left for each and every one of us today. You're getting everything that God has given you. You have went to the meat of that word. You have divided. You kept the good and you threw the bad away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about today danger, distance, divided, difficulty, discover. Those D's right there in each one of you all live, y'all can dissect each one of them D's and come up with something totally different than I did for your life. They don't have to be the same. Write them down. See how many things you can come up with dangerous that have occurred in your life. See how many things you have you can come up with distant. How many you can come up with divided. How many you can come up with difficult? And for sure, how many you can come up with discover. I discover things that's in this Bible every day. I've read over them one time or another, but God has taken me back over. So I'm discovering a new revelation he has given me on something that I read last week, but he took me back this week because it was some danger that occurred and came up in my life and some difficulty. So he had to take me back to the Word and rediscover the same scriptures he gave me 6 months ago, but the circumstances in my life have changed. So he had brought me to a place where I discovered something I didn't even know. Woo, you know, that is so awesome when you just think about it. You are discovering something new every day. Whether you leave home, you can stand at your door, look out your window, and discover something new every day. You might discover somebody new moved in your neighborhood. You may get a piece of mail in the mail that you discover. I've never heard of this company, but it's something that you needed that fell right in your hands at the nick of time. You discovered something. It was there all the while, but until it became uncovered, you discovered it. Hallelujah. And when you think about divided, how many times we have divided things? I'm going to use the example like for children. They may have a candy, and they only got one. And they got somebody else they want to offer some to. So before they start eating it, biting it, they said, would you like some? Let's divide this candy. I'm just using that hypothetically as an example. They're going to take something. If it's something they can't break easily, they're going to hit it on the cabinet, on the sidewalk, up against something. If it's even a peppermint, they're dividing that. They're going to say, you have peace and I'm going to have a piece. And when you look in God's word and see how you start in one chapter, and you keep reading, you get another chapter, and you start reading, wait a minute, this here is related to what I read back here. They didn't divide it, they put it up here in the first part of the New Testament, but it's coming to Revelation back here, and still of the New Testament, but probably back. I wonder why it was put here and part was put there. It was divided. He know when you was going to need in Matthew's. So he give you Matthew's first. So something else come up in your life where it had a division and a dividing in it. He said, okay, turn over to Roman. And you turned over to Roman and started reading. And you started putting, just like in Ezekiel, the balls start coming together. You start putting them scriptures together. And they start coming out. Haven't you discovered something even more? Just reading the word. My. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the more we obey, the better God's will become to us until it is not simple, acceptable. You know, I use another example. God's will is difficult to discover. When I was a child at home, I had little difficulty learning what my parents wanted me to do. When I became a mother, I tried to communicate my will to my children. Why would our Heavenly Father deliberately hide his will from his blood-bought children? Why would he make it difficult for us to know his plans for our lives? To be sure, God has his time as well as his purpose. You and I need to mature spiritually. If we would enter into the secret of the Lord, but that is a far different thing from discerning. Now here, I've come up on some more D's, you all. I've come up on since I left dangerous, distant, divided, difficult, discovery. I've come up to disobedient, dis- disappointment. Now I'm talking about difference, that's with a D. And discerning, that's with a D. I told you, see how many words you can come up with the D's, and you'd be surprised. You know, discerning God's will about, here I got another D, the decisions of life. My guess is that God's children are not serious enough about God's will. And this is why he remains silent. But right here, I'm going to take a small break and let you listen to another song. And we'll be right back.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
Everybody.
Church say
Amen.
Oh, oh, oh,
church say?
Say, say, say.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let
the church
say, say, say.
Oh,
let
the whole church
say, say, say.
God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say,
say, say.
Let the church say.
Not important that we always understand God's will, We do not live by expectation. We live by promises. The giant of faith, named in Hebrews 11, did not always understand the divine, there's another D, divine plan. But they was blessed in, here come another D, doing it. And after all, that is the purpose of God's will for our lives today, that we might receive the blessing, learn to enjoy it, and then share it with others. I'm going to say that one again. God's will for our lives, that we might receive his blessing, learn to enjoy it, and then share it with others. Don't just keep it to yourself. Share it with others. The more we enjoy the will of God, the better we will be able to discover, there's that day again, and do it. Beware of these five familiar fallacies I have given you today. I have really given you more. They always lead to, here's another D, defect. And after all, defeat. Defect, defeat, there are two more D's. After all, defect for a Christian is simply missing the will of God and settling for a cheap substitute. My. Today, we have been talking about, I brought five D's. But at the course of the program, I have mentioned 10 D's. 10 words with deeds from the Word of God that we all have went through. From time to time, some days, some look like they all in one day. Defeat, discover, doing, divide, decision, difficult, decision, discerning, disappointment, disobedient, distant, divided. Ah, mama, look how much we have learned from the Word of God. Just picking out simple words in his word, starting with the D, that you can relate to today in your life. So for all of you all that have had difficulties in your life, God have already worked it out. Those that have divided, have been divided even with families, God will bring you back together. Distant, don't let no distance separate you from the love and the relationship of your Heavenly Father. Discover, pick up that word every day, and you will discover something that you didn't even realize was in these covers between these two, all these pages from Genesis to Revelation. I'm sure that you're going to find everything that you need in the Word of God, because the Word of God says it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we're reading God's Word. And I just looked down in my Bible and seen another D, disease. My, David. Ha. Like I said, you can go through and find and let them relate to you from the Word of God. What needs to be changed in your life? What needs to be brought before the Lord? So today, I hope you enjoyed the lesson today, talking about the D's. And I have another one. Do read your word. Do pray. Do have a relationship with God. My. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the praise today for this lesson, for what we have learned that we never consider just taking one alphabet and seeing how many words we can break down out of this with that alphabet from the Word of God, and you'll be surprised how many words you will find with an alphabet that's pertaining to you, to your life, to your family, something that you may bring to the attention of someone else. And, you know, that's what I did, going through the Bible. Damnation, dangers, darkness, days, dead, death, deeds, defense, defile, delight, deceit, declare. You see how many deeds? Deliver, depart, deny, desire, despair, destroy, diligently, direct, die, devour, diverse, devil, disobedient, distress, divided, do, doctrine, door, doubt, draw, dream, drink, dominion, do. You see how many I just throw at you right quick? Dust, dwell. Now just think about if you sit down and through the Word of God and picked out just one alphabet and go to the Word of God and Scripture and come up with things that's pertaining to your life or somebody else's life that may help them that they didn't even realize. So today, that was our show. 5 familiar fallacies of the D's. And I just broke it down through the Word of God that you could understand it. So for all of you all today, I want to say thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you so much, area code 770, area code 409. I do thank you for coming on. Area code 918 was on. Thank you so much. Others in the chat line, thank you so much. God, good. And until next week, when we will have another very good topic for you all, we want you to stay tuned. And don't forget, I love you, and so do Jesus. Have a wonderful and exciting week today. And remember the 5 D's that I give you today. Dangerous, distant, divided, difficulty, discover, disobedient, dishonest. And I could go on and on. But my time has wound down. And I want to say thank you again for being my guest and being the guest of honor, which is Jesus, on this line. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day. See you next week.